Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Program is intended for mature audiences.
Death, the house comes to town.
Now something completely different.
Amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
It's always a party.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard the haunted ship of doom. Now prepare for those two lunatics, Chris and Wayne.
That's where the evil spirits dwell.
And good evening, everybody. I am Chris.
I am Wayne.
And we have Engineer Mike here in studio, as well as cabin boy Todd Clements.
And down below deck, who do we have over there? Miss... Okay, she missed...
Joe Gifford.
That's right, producer Joe Gifford.
You put me below deck again. Why do you always put me in the bowels of the ship?
It's warmer there.
Well, you know what, Joe? Maybe next episode you can come into studio with us and at least come up to the bridge where it's warm. And I'll say, I'll make sure.
You know, some light of day would be good.
I agree. So, how was everybody's week so far?
Yeah, it was all right. It's been work. Oh, I had a snowy Tuesday. That was awesome. So I did not have to work.
Suck it.
Yeah, then I had to start school last night, so that kind of sucked. But
snow day, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I did a snow day, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Once again, suck it. And Joe, you work from home, so you can suck it too.
Yeah, it was a tough crawl from the bed to the desk, like 30 feet. Drips were horrible.
Yeah, I had to use like Pam on certain parts of my body to keep from things sticking together. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the help here. So, but I don't know, is everybody here, what's the weather up here? Why don't you give us your marine weather report?
Well, up here in the Sioux, it is cold with snow.
Just cold with snow.
Wait, I think cold with snow pretty much sums up the entire United States at this point in time.
Colder with snower.
Okay, colder with snower.
Coldest with snowest.
Just don't stick your tongue on the side of the ship anymore.
I can't put my tongue on the side of the ship.
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily the tongue, but I know Wayne did give you a call on the ship's comm earlier, and he had something stuck to the side of the ship.
It had to go really bad, and the crew had to back up the toilet.
Backed up the toilet. Yeah. Is that what you guys are calling it?
Pee can freeze really quickly.
Is that why you were screaming like a little girl? I could hear you way down from below.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Never mind.
We'll leave that to the listener's imagination. So, Mike.
When somebody comes at you with a blowtorch, it's not the best.
Let me get this straight. As the captain of the ship, I'm going to need an incident report. Is Dick going to read that Engineer Mike came and had to help Captain Wayne in a compromising situation?
No, I wasn't compromised.
Not yet, anyway.
I hope you guys got... YouTube video on that.
It would be the first time.
Well, you know, here on the Haunted Ship of Doom, there is many...
I think that's happened to about everybody on the Haunted Ship of Doom.
Exactly. So, last night, you know, we did have a hell of a time getting here from down south, hanging out with Benny and Jonathan and Keith. And, you know, once we did cross into the Great Lakes, we had to break a lot of ice. I know, Mike, how many times did I ask you to go down to the bow and reinforce it with, like, cabin boy Todd? You had to duct tape him there so he wouldn't break the prow of the ship?
Duct tape holds up pretty good in the cold. That's a good thing about it.
I like duct tape.
What was that?
I like duct tape.
Well, you know...
I keep it in the glove box of my car. with French perfume and handcuffs.
French perfume? Perfume?
I want to party with you, man.
Charles is still duct taped up to the mast with his antenna.
If all the listeners are hearing us, so, I mean, his corpse is still holding that little coat hanger that we use to broadcast here at the Haunted Ship of Doom, so.
Doggone it, Charles. Still hanging around.
Well, I do know that we did, for a while there, as we were crossing into Lake Erie, we had a problem with more rum and Kraken treats. But do you know that Hungry Howie's does deliver
Kraken
on the
treats?
Ice? Yeah, pizza's made with Kraken treats.
So you guys had pizza when I was down below?
Chris.
Sorry, man.
I didn't get any either. Don't feel bad.
About that? It was really good. It was the new...
Shut up, man. Shut up.
Thick crust with extra cheese. And
you guys suck.
Come on. You and the cabin boy, Todd, get your daily rations of a pack of saltine crackers with peanut butter. Peanut butter.
And I get the crumbs.
And you, the club?
The crumbs.
Oh, I thought you said the club. Yeah, well, Joe, maybe next time I'll give you the club. Screw the food.
I don't want the club.
Todd's over here gingerly looking at a roll of duct tape. It's starting to scare me here, so. Yeah, exactly.
Take care of that situation a little later.
Oh, jeez. Wow, we're not even like 4 minutes in and we're already off the rails. Awesome.
I wasn't paying attention to you guys. What'd you say?
Grab the video camera. This is going to be a great night.
Yeah, I got to shut this down.
So, but
what's new and exciting?
I don't know. I hear Groundhog's Day is Sunday.
You know, I'm not too fond of that little rodent. What are you going to do if he comes up with, like, six more weeks of winter?
Well, I was talking to one of my Italian friends, and he sent me this voice message that he was going to forward off to Punxsutawney Phil or Woody Woodchuck or whatever the hell each state calls him. So just check this out. I'm going to play it from my phone. You might have a hard time hearing this, so if you do, just call me and I'll text it to you. But here we go. Here's the message I got from my Italian friend.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Hey, it looks like we're not going to have six more weeks of winter this year.
Yeah, so between that and the horse's head, I'm sure that if he doesn't, I'm going to hunt that little furry rodent down. But I do know that as we were coming here, and we did, you know, pull up here to the old carbide dock here at the Sioux, we were out last night. We had we did visit the Antlers restaurant. Really good food.
Oh, yeah.
But I need Engineer Hartman to tell me about one of the instances that we had.
Which one was that one?
Well, all I know is that we had a thing here. Wait, guys, we have a caller. Hold on a second. It says Minecraft Babe, I'm afraid. Hello, Minecraft Babe. Who do we got here?
Hello. Hi, my name is Frederick.
Frederick? Hi, Frederick. Yes. How are you? Welcome to the Haunted Ship of Doom.
Okay, thank you very much. I just heard you talking about Groundhog Day, and I thought I'd chime in a bit.
Oh, yeah, please feel free to chime in on the Groundhog Day. Interesting to hear your thoughts on it.
I fucking hate groundhogs. I'm allergic to them, and I just, oh my fucking God, if you bring me a groundhog, I'll just, scream.
Oh, well, I think possibly maybe you need to stay away from Punxsutawney Phil, and I wouldn't watch any news coverage early Sunday morning. What do you think, Wayne?
I'd have to agree with that.
So does that help you out, caller?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Minecraft Babe, thanks for showing up to the show tonight, and feel free to call in. I really don't know. It puts the lotion on its skin, is what I just thought.
I was thinking of rubbing groundhog fur.
How fast is that Trans Am?
Yeah, I really don't know what to think about all that. But so we did get into a couple bar fights, Mike.
I don't know. All I know is the rum was good.
I think we did drink all the rum. I know Todd went like a fat kid with a bunch of pasties.
Hey, wait a minute.
Pasties.
Wait just a minute. Are you referring him to my size?
Yes. What's that, Santa Claus?
I do like my pasties.
Oh, yeah. We do like our pasties.
I do like my pasties. Whoa. I mean, yeah. Pasties, not pasties.
Okay. Wait a minute. We do have a special guest. Who's our guest this evening?
Are they calling in?
Yes, they are calling in.
We have Brad and Steve from UPPRS, Upper Peninsula Paranormal Research Society. I believe are they on?
They will be on here in a second.
Is that why we went all the way up to this cold north?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
You hear the crew out there? They're shoveling the decks, and it was like, holy wah, it's cold out here, eh?
Well, wait a minute. I think we have Brad and Steve from the Upper Paranormal
What? Try that again.
Wayne, go ahead. We got to try that again. Obviously, your holy wah has gotten away.
You bet you dare, eh? Holy wah.
So
yeah,
we have.
Not too bad.
So, according to my show notes, we have Brad and Steve. Is there anybody else there I need to know about?
Nope. Just us, man.
Oh, sweet.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, I'm not an official Youper, but growing up, my old man had a cabin up in Amasaw. So every summer we'd go up there, hey, and we'd run across those Finnish guys. We got stuck in the mud, and the guy came with some chains, and he's like, holy wah, every 5 seconds. So what the hell does holy wah mean?
Well, first off, why don't we follow our script here, gentlemen, and welcome UPPRS.
Release the Kraken.
Here we go. We're going to release the Kraken for our guests.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the show, UPPRS. Brad, Steve, glad to have you on.
So, that very important question, what does holy wah mean?
Holy wah? Well, we can't tell you. That's a trade secret.
they're just afraid to tell the story. Well, wait a minute, gentlemen. First off, we don't have to keep it clean. This is internet radio.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That makes it easier.
You're excited about that.
You better watch it. You're exciting, Todd. He has his duct tape and his handcuffs out.
Oh, and his French perfume.
I thought you kept him below deck.
We let him up once every couple weeks.
I get around.
Yes. I thought he was on an island.
We picked him
up on your way up.
I flew in on my dragon.
Yeah, the text I got from him as we were coming around Mackinac Island, he goes, hey, Captain Chris, I'm flying in on my dragon. Immediately, I texted back to him, what the hell did you just smoke up on the island?
Where is this said
and
dragon?
The answer was?
Playing with the Kraken.
Awesome.
But wait a minute. As it go, guys, we always make sure that our guests have a special welcome, and I had mentioned this to you earlier, Brad. I have some really great entry music for you. You ready for this?
I can only imagine.
Well, this was a hard one. Believe it or not, you and I have been friends for a long time, so I had to make this special. Here we go.
He was shot in 3B. Three beers and it looks good, eh?
Three beers and he almost...
Little Strange Brew, Bob and Doug McKenzie. You can't go wrong there.
See, I didn't think it was. So, but guys, once again...
It's a jelly, eh?
Jesus. So welcome to the show.
You loser.
Thanks for having us on, guys.
So tell us a little bit about UPPRS. What do you guys got going on this year? I know that you guys are working with presentations. You do a lot of charitable work up there. You host Michigan Paracon. I mean, one of the greatest and most epic events here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it all counts towards community service, so we like to keep that rolling. Yeah, no, it's another year underway. We're planning for the 2014 Michigan Paranormal Convention right now. Of course, that's coming up in August 8th and 9th this year. So that always takes up a good part of the year just in the planning stages on that. But we've got another big show coming up actually in about 3 weeks here too at the teaming up with the casino again on this one. We've got Chip Coffee returning to Sault Ste. Marie. He was one of the favorites at Paracon last year, so we thought we'd bring him from Georgia up to the Upper Peninsula in the middle of winter and see how it goes for him this time.
Yeah, I was going to say in the middle of February.
But in Georgia, they've got snow now, too.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? Shut down for like 2 days.
looking at those pictures online of their eighth of an inch dusting they got, and it's going to be interesting dragging them in here.
Yeah, like kids had to sleep out at school overnight because of the eighth of an inch of snow.
Dusting.
Yeah.
Chip was talking on Facebook today about them getting 3 inches of snow. We got that in the last 5 minutes.
How much snow do you guys got up there?
A lot. Poop load, I think, is the technical term.
All right.
Yeah, we probably just got 6 inches tonight.
Well, I know
So really 4 inches, right?
Well,
don't give away our secrets.
Sorry, I'll go back downstairs.
Everything's bigger in the UP, Joe.
Crossing the bridge, does that make, you know, the size dimension make things bigger over that way?
Well, yeah, there's something to it.
It physically stretches, Brad.
Yeah.
It is called the Big Mac.
Yeah, but I'm just, looking at, trying to work out a bio for you guys was almost impossible. Like I said, you guys are, into everything, with the presentations and everything else. Tell us how are you guys working on any presentations now, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the one we've been putting out there lately, we've got one, Haunted Holidays, that we've been doing that we go back through the unknown, for the most part, history of a lot of popular and not so well-known holidays that we've been doing at local libraries and schools. Of course, we've still get called in once in a while on our Haunted Great Lakes presentation, which is a lot of fun. We've already been booked for that a few times, more towards fall, actually. There's so much going on this year, it's just been hard to pick dates one thing to the next. But so yeah, we're always into something new, and of course we tailor certain presentations if different groups want us to come in, cut things down, put certain, different areas of the paranormal per se into a presentation. We always whip something together. We enjoy doing it. We've been doing this forever. Steve, myself, and our third founding member Tim, who couldn't be here tonight, we actually put a name to the group in, I guess, 2000. You go back before that, though, the three of us were kind of doing the daredevil abandoned house, old abandoned graveyard thing, and back then it wasn't so much called paranormal research per se. It was
a bunch of nerds out in the haunted houses.
Yeah, exactly. So it was, I guess altogether we've been doing this since, what, probably late 80s?
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of years.
The flock of seagull dews running through the graveyards? All right.
Yeah, back in the day when we had hair.
I was going to say, back when we had hair, but we never had that much hair.
Well over 20 years under our belts on this, and we've got a lot of stories, some maybe paranormal, some just plain weird. So, yeah, we've put those into a few different presentations, and as I say, we work it in when we can, and we've done quite a few libraries, colleges, et cetera, and, as I say, when we have time, we like to book those in, but right now we're concentrating on the Chip Show, and as I said, after that, we've got a lot to do for Paracon. Before anybody asks who we have coming this year, we don't know. We can't say for sure. We've got our wish list. That's been the most frequent lately on our page is who's coming, when are you going to release a lineup. One thing I can tell you, we've made a couple contacts. We've had quite a few people in the past ask why we don't get into the Hollywood thing, why don't we bring more of the horror genre into it, and we've always tried to keep it strictly paranormal. This year we are looking at possibly a couple Hollywood additions to the lineup, so it's something to look forward to.
Well, that's awesome. Sounds like this year's going to be another fantastic year. So
Brian won up it.
Well, I can tell you it because of you, Brad, you made my 40th birthday probably one of the most traumatic experiences of my life, if I remember correctly.
Mine as well.
Is that a picture of you still hanging in the women's urinal at the Kuwaiten Casino? That's all I need to know.
No comment. I haven't frequented the women's urinal there in a bit, not for lack of trying, but they do have a heck of a security watch there. So,
yeah, they
yeah.
do. Well, they can
I know
spot
a couple
of them are rolling in somewhere real quick, can't they?
Yeah, yeah, you'd be surprised. Some of them move quick for older folk.
All I got to say is, you know, Michigan Paracon is one of Michigan's, well, it is Michigan's biggest paranormal event, without a doubt. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to not only investigate with you guys, but, you know, be there and hang out with you guys at Paracon. And I got to say to any team or anybody that's going to listen to this via the podcast, this is one of the premier events in the state of Michigan that you have to check out for sure.
I would almost say, I mean, I've been to a couple, you know, here and there. And, I mean, this is Michigan is by far one of the funnest ones I've ever been to. It's laid back. Everybody's there to have a good time, good information. You know, nobody's
casual.
Yeah, it's casual, and it's a real good time. And if there's, you know, if you're somebody you don't want to listen to, then you can always go off and gamble, or you know, you can go to the mashed potatoes in the buffet are awesome. Karaoke at night, yeah.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate those kind comments, and you know, even talking to the presenters that come to the Sioux, they say the same thing. They don't expect to have what we have here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, from the attendance to the way it's run, to having everything under one roof. So you know, we're pretty proud of the way it turns out.
Well, you guys, I mean, obviously, you know, we do events down here as well, you know, with Haunted Fort Wayne, Detroit, and couple other events we've done in the past, but you know, it's a very, going up there, it's a well-oiled machine, and you know, a great big thanks to UPPRS for putting it on and giving all the paranormal
like a
teams a place to
for us.
Oh yeah,
because we get to go up there and watch you guys do all the work, and we get to party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun, and we're glad all you guys come up. We've made a lot of friends over the years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, we do want to thank all of the other paranormal teams in Michigan that have supported this and helped us. And bottom line is, if we don't get the attendance there, eventually, you know, it could drop off. We hope that doesn't happen anytime soon. But, yeah, tickets aren't on sale yet, so don't start calling and bugging them. But we're hoping sometime late February, early March, that we'll have enough of the card put together that we can release tickets and hotel and that kind of thing and get the ball really rolling on this.
Hey, Brad, I got to ask a favor with that.
Yeah, Chris.
When it comes out and you do have the final card, could the first place next to Facebook that you put this out, could you come on and call into the Chris and Wayne show here at the Haunted Ship of Doom and let us know?
Well, it might cost you a couple blats.
Or some apple pie.
Apple pie.
Or some apple pie, yeah.
Well,
Brad?
Yeah.
You know, us as a team went in and we picked you up something special. You know, you'll find, I'm not
find
even going to tell you what, I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but when we
so
come up there in February, you're going to want to kiss everybody on this team. And thanks. That's all I can say.
Take your time when you get to me.
I don't know.
You want to borrow my handcuffs?
Hey, Chris, Joe, am I wrong?
No.
I was there, and all I can say is that, first, Todd, put away your lipstick. I know you're excited about this, but, you know, I don't think Brad goes that way. Just saying. Yeah,
well,
I know.
Maybe
what is she talking about?
Hey, what about me?
I think everybody would make an exception for Todd.
I think many have.
He does wear that goatee.
What was that, Steve?
I said he wears that goatee nice.
Oh,
thank you.
I got one now, too.
Wow, guys. Wow. Once again, the Chris and Wayne show has come to a new despicable low.
Glad to be a
we
part.
Weren't even trying. We weren't even trying.
No, we can. And
You guys got a group coming up for sure then in February.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
Yep,
we are.
Planning on
it. And we hope there's a lot of other teams out there that can make it up. Should be a little more laid back, a little more casual, not that there's anything formal about Paracon, but just a one-night shot and Of course, they'll be partying afterwards. And we do have a room block reserved. I'm not sure. There was one point the Kuwait and Casino was booked solid. I don't know if any rooms have opened up at this point, but we do have a room block at the Sioux Super 8. And that was a hell of a deal they gave us, really, $65 for two beds. And they've got it's nice. It's not one of these old, you know, rundown highway side deals. It's a newer hotel.
We got a shuttle to the casino, so you don't have to worry about driving if you choose to drink.
Right, right. And it's, continental breakfast, pool, yada, yada. You know, they hooked us up with a great deal there. So last I checked, there were a few rooms available there yet. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to this. We're pumped to be bringing Chip back up here. As I said, he was one of the most requested presenters that we've had. We had him here the first year that we ever did Paracon, and then this last year we brought him back in, and just because of how much of a fan reaction we'd gotten, how many people had requested, you know, we've had a lot of people. We get such a wide variety of requests for entertainment for Paracon that it's, you know, it's hard to break it down, and just we try and cover as many areas as possible, and the psychics have just been, you know, wildly popular. So, of course, Chip's right at the top of that game.
Well, I know him working with, you know, Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, a top-rated, you know, psychic medium that's out there working in the field right now. But, Brad, it's my understanding that you have a special giveaway for people that are want to come up to this, possibly.
Hey, we do. Thanks for reminding me of that. Yeah, anybody that wants to come up from downstate listening tonight, you got something set up for me, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I have a contest ready. Why don't you tell them what they could win, Brad?
Well, thank you, Chris. Tonight, for one night only, you can win two tickets to Chip Coffee to the main presentation. Let me explain how it's broken down a little bit here. They're doing, actually, we have it set up, there's going to be two gallery readings, limited to 50 people per gallery, and those run $50 a ticket. One will be at 5 o'clock, one will be at 9 o'clock that night. In between that, Chip is doing a full presentation at 7 o'clock, and that will run an hour and a half where Chip will explain a little bit about being psychic, how he was brought up, how he developed his talents, his abilities, if you will, and we'll do random readings from different members of the audience, and that's scheduled for an hour and a half. And that show is a $30 ticket, and tonight we have two of those tickets to give away to a lucky listener.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow, wait. So let me get this straight. You came on to the Chris and Wayne show, and you're giving away two tickets to the Chip Coffee show in February.
That's right. February 22nd at Kuwait and Casino, right up here in Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, so here's what I want to do, Brad, is I have a very special movie quote. Now, producer Joe is going to flash your Facebook page in the chat room right now. And for anybody that's listening, the first person to name the movie and listen very carefully.
There it is.
You have to name the movie and the character that said this tagline. So everybody listen very closely.
Remember, you're saying this on the UPPRS Facebook page, not the chat room.
So here we go. The first person to post the correct answer, the movie as well as the character to this quote. Here we go. I'm going to play it twice.
Ready! Let's show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown.
Okay, want to try it one more time for those that are listening.
Ready! Let's show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown.
All right, so once again, two tickets to the Chip Coffee event.
Yep.
The movie and the character that said that tagline on their Facebook page.
Could have made it just a little bit more difficult, Chris.
Hey, Brad, you and I set this up, buddy. Come on, we're working.
Yep, I was in on it. And if you don't win, you still want to come up for the show, it's 1-800-KUWADIN, KUWADIN, or www.kuwadin.com. And they'll hook you up with tickets. Again, the show is $30. A seat for the 7 o'clock. That's open all audience. The two gallery readings that 5 and 9 are $50, and those are limited to 50 people. And I believe the 5 o'clock is almost sold out. So if you're interested in that, you'll want to get online or get on the phone to Kuwaitin right away and get that reserved.
And besides Chip being just a nice guy, he's a very talented psychic. I mean, in the field of the paranormal, I think I can speak for Brad when I say, when it comes to psychic, it's probably one of the most areas that we're skeptical about. But we've seen Chip just nail some things that, you know, really dropped our jaws. So we're glad to have him back.
Very cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a short break here. It's time to pay some bills and get a couple words from our sponsor. So, guys, just hang out for just a minute, and we will be right back.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Live at the Kuwaitin Casino, big psychic medium, Chip Coffee, brought to you by the Upper Peninsula Paranormal Research Society. This February 22nd, for ticket info, call 1-800-KUWAITIN or www.kuwaitin.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you looking to do some remodeling around the house? Do you need a trusted professional to help out with the work and get it done right the very first time? Make sure to call the fellas at TNB Handyman Services for an estimate today at 586-843-9717. The number again, 586-843-9717. And make sure to tell them that the Haunted Ship of Doom sent you.
Stop by Facebook and give a like to two of our favorite parapages, the Paranormal Unity Center and Haunted History of Michigan. Two awesome places to hang out and meet fellow investigators.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. Thanks for letting us take a minute and paying some bills.
Well,
there,
well wait
know.
A minute. I do have to put out a disclaimer out there.
Wait, there's a disclaimer?
Yes. No members of the Chris and Wayne show or crew of the Haunted Ship of Doom are allowed to win said contest.
Now, wait a minute. Joe?
I think there's a good use for the duct tape right about now. Can we switch places? He can go down below. At least I can get some sun. Well, wait a minute. It is January with snow. Yes. What did you want, Chris?
Well, Joe, I'm just saying that, you know, I thought it would be you would be the first one, just to, so you could sit there and meet Brad, the rock star,
yeah.
And Steve, the guys from UPPRS.
Holy
yeah,
wow.
You know, I thought about that, but I'm so cold from sitting down in the hall that my fingers aren't typing that quickly.
I think we need to have her shovel more coal down there.
Thanks, Wayne.
Trying to do our part to keep you warm.
Obviously, I didn't add enough in your stocking for Christmas.
Well, good. I'll give it back to you. You can stay a little warmer.
What was that, Mike?
Shovel the yellow snow in the corner up the top. Yeah.
So, oh, I know that that's for your bath water.
Peace. I got to say, the guys from UPPRS are just listening to our banter here and probably going, they're doing the facepalm right now, just saying.
we enjoy it, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, very, very cool.
The love was floating around the room.
And by the way, I can I add to that contest?
No.
probably the best there, answer you had right there.
Well, I'm just saying, if the person that wins those tickets that actually does show up to the Chip Coffee show, I will buy the shots, the very first shot that they have that evening.
Can we win? Yeah.
I mean, alcohol and not. You're not going to shoot them over the bow, are you, Chris?
No, he means a shot of refreshing alcoholic
libations?
Beverages.
Libations, yes.
Wait, is it a suicide shot?
You're not getting my wrong.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we already discuss things being bigger in the UP?
Well, they are. I mean,
wait, is there going to be more than one bartender?
Thanks, Chris. No.
Shots of apple pie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Everybody wipe the drool off the side of your face.
There is not one paranormal investigator here in the state of Michigan that knows us and partied with us that does not know apple pie. Mike Hartman, the engineer, is synonymous. As a matter of fact, I think you took our fresh water tank and made it into an apple pie vat.
Why wouldn't I?
What?
Yeah, that's
a good modification. I mean, nobody can argue against that.
Antifreeze.
You know, I think the whole Michigan paranormal field is just kind of a rehab meeting gone wrong. Really, when it comes right down to it. I've met more investigators in bars than I have in haunted locations, so I don't know. There must be something to it.
Well, a convention is definitely a good excuse for us all to get together to,
say hello.
Exactly.
Hey, well, Brad.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Valley Camp investigation that we had up there at the Sioux?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Good times. Yeah, we do actually investigate, too. Should throw that out there.
Once in a while.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is the biannual year, so I think we're supposed to get together at some point in time this year to actually investigate.
Wow. Huh. That's a neat concept. So. Yeah, we'll have to do something like that.
I'll have to get to Tim, Him and I have talked about it, and we talked about, every other year we try to get together and do something, so we'll have to see.
I guess we're due. I guess we are due this year. And, yeah, we've done the Valley Camp again. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, which is probably the majority of the people listening, the Valley Camp is a museum ship. It's a retired Great Lakes ore freighter that's docked right here in Sault Ste. Marie. And we've had some interesting activity on that thing.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Have you guys got any more – have you guys picked up anything else in the – and the Fitz room?
You know, we had some very, very odd. I'm not a big proponent of the Frank's box or Shack Hack or whatever you want to call it, but we had some very, very odd verbiage coming over that when we were doing a session down there. Was it last Halloween?
Yep, Halloween broadcast.
Yeah, we got that. It's interesting because you take all the paranormal theory that you can add into this. Yes, it's an old ship. There's not a great deal of tragedy, but a couple of the wrecked lifeboats from the Edmund Fitzgerald are on there on display. You're also right there on a large body of moving water, and you're also right next to a large hydroelectric plant. So there's all kinds of natural energy in the environment right there to draw on. So you would think if there was some type of an apparition that wanted to form right there, the energy is definitely there for it. And we've had some weird communications on there.
Well, on top of that, too, Brad, it's an active maritime museum. As a matter of fact, one of the finest in the Great Lakes, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they have everything from shipwreck artifacts to things that were captured there in Superior. And as a matter of fact, speaking that we are, in the time, we missed pretty much the anniversary of the Fitz sinking here.
Oh, yeah.
Right here on Lake Superior, believe it or not.
Yeah, back in November.
Yeah, we missed it by a good margin if we're talking about it now, Chris.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Maybe next year you can get Gordon Lightfoot on.
Well, that would be cool, but last time I checked, I think he's going to be rewriting that song, and he's not real happy about singing it.
I don't know. I think at Gordon's point in his career, he's probably happy just to get a paycheck when he can, so I hope it's enough.
Keep up on the current happenings of Mr. Lightfoot.
Yeah, it's... I got to say, Brad, there is one question I do have. Are you going to have any more of that Romanian, I don't even know what to call it, the
brandy?
Yeah.
I think we killed what I brought back with me. That was a one-shot deal, and it didn't make it out of that party at Paracon. So I think even old man Zaphis took a little bit of that down.
Oh, I got to say, the first year I ever had gone to Paracon was, it's a kind of an eye-opening experience. You get to see that,
pardon
say
me.
The least. Kind of an eye-closing experience sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, waking up and, you know, me and John Zaphis are sitting there first thing in the morning. We're both red-eyed, don't know what to think. And, you know, and then on top of that, you know, the 40th was unbelievable.
Last year, yeah.
I was wearing a tutu by the end of the night, singing Ghostbusters with UPPRS with a doll stuffed into my behind.
And that was before he started drinking.
Did I sign you?
Yeah, and you got to watch Captain Foy.
I thought Todd should have won an Oscar that night.
Yeah, I think he took a dive into a clothes rack just to stall you from.
Yes, he did.
Hey, Brad, this year, are you going to bring my girlfriends back up to Paracon?
Your girlfriends? God,
yeah.
There's so many, Chris. You better narrow that down for me.
Well, if it wasn't for my good buddy, Brad Blair, I have some incriminating pictures of me and some mannequins, I believe. Engineer Mike, I still believe you have those on your iPhone.
No, I have those, actually. I've been saving those for a rainy day.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do, kid.
Bank, bank.
No. No, more like a nightmare bank.
They don't fight back, yeah.
Chris is slowed down.
Actually, I think Brad's working that into his new presentation, Chris. It's called Paranormal Gone Wrong.
that might have to be a two-part presentation.
I'll forward those photos over to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, hey, if you guys need another excuse to come up, too, we're once again planning our annual golf scramble. We do we try and stay as involved in philanthropy work as we can, too. And that's something we've been pretty proud of over the last few years. We've done a golf scramble in June, I believe. I'll have to find the dates on that. But, yeah, we do it to benefit the Road to Recovery program. Those that aren't familiar with it, it's a it funds a van and transports cancer patients to treatments. Up here in the Sioux, believe it or not, there's not a wide variety for medical, so it's a great program. A lot of the time for cancer treatments, people have to be shuttled down to Petoskey, and those that either can't afford it or don't have the car or are too weak to do it on their own, this program actually gives rides on a daily basis. It's done by a lot of volunteer work, and I don't know what we're at. We've given them $7,000-$8,000 over the last few years through our golf scramble, so we really enjoy doing that, and it's for a great cause.
We've had a lot of people in the community really, you know, give us a pat on the back for that because it is such a great organization. You know, to try to take some of the financial stress off the families and people who are dealing with this, you know, we can't do enough for them.
And, you know, this is a great thing about a lot of the paranormal teams that are out there working right now. I know that there's several down here, downstate, under the bridge, the trolls, that give back to the community and not only want to talk about the ghost stories, but, you know, really help out. You know, that's something to be proud of, guys. You know, big hand for you for doing that, especially helping out cancer patients.
Yeah, if we come up, all I can do is drive the golf cart. I've never golfed a game in my life.
Wayne, maybe this is our year.
You just drive Brad's golf game, Wayne.
I don't even drive the cart. I just ride along with a couple beverages, and that's about it.
Yeah, I was about to ask, is there a beer garden?
They can grab the Chris can be the water boy.
What was that, Mike?
One of the other things we're quite proud of, it's the Tanglewood Marsh Golf Course that we hosted at. We have a pub night afterwards as well, and it's become their biggest drink sales night of the year. So,
well, that doesn't surprise
me. Funny how the two tie together. You wouldn't really see that, but there it is.
Awesome. What was that, Mike?
I'll grab the rum, and Chris can be the water boy for that trip.
Just as long as I'm not wiping off Brad's clubs.
Wow, that was I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, let's just leave that one alone. Delete. That's all I got to say on that one.
You're gonna do much time
on later on, it'll be deny.
We'll get you guys the dates, and hey, if you guys want to come up and take part in that, that's, as I say, it's something we've been very proud that we've been able to do, and we've done philanthropy over the years that we've benefited the local Boys and Girls Club, our local Chippewa County Animal Shelter. As I said, we've been doing it the last few years for Road to Recovery. Sishwa Point Lighthouse, we've done the little, what I like to call, pay-to-play ghost hunts, since everything's taken off and so big. Back when Steve and Tim and I started this group, we told people that we were out investigating supposed haunted locations, and they looked at us like we were just plain nuts. I mean, you're going back to pre-television days, and you didn't have ghost hunters, ghost adventures, any of this. So it's kind of...
Before it was cool.
Yeah, yeah. We were there before it was cool, and I don't know if it's really cool yet, but...
We like to think it is.
But yeah, I mean, back then, it was one of those things that you were just trying to get out there and have people accept what you were doing, and you know, whenever anybody called you, discretion was the main order of the case, and where nowadays people want to have their friends over, and you know, it's a big deal, you know, we've got ghost hunters coming in, and yeah, it's kind of one of the nice things, and the whole fame in the paranormal field's kind of a double-edged sword, but one of the better things about it, I guess, is we do get to have chances to do things like this and raise money, and something else we've done in the past and we're trying to set up again for this spring, because we've gotten so much positive feedback and so many people that weren't able to take part. But we do a charity fundraising investigation of Sishwa Point Lighthouse in Gulliver, Michigan, which is pretty desolate. As far as locations go, it's a beautiful spot on Lake Michigan, towards the Escanaba area, and over the years we've gotten a great rapport with the Gulliver Historical Society that runs the lighthouse, and it's one of those places that...
Yeah.
Hey guys,
let me stop you for a minute. I might have a special caller here. Hold on just a second. Yeah, hello caller, who do we got?
This is a big surprise. This is Chip Coffee.
Oh, hey! Welcome to the Haunted Ship of Doom, brother. We are so geeked to... Actually, we have UPPRS here. We've got Engineer Mike Hartman, Todd Clements. We are so glad to come see you up in February. Are you excited?
I am very excited. The only thing that scares me a little bit is your cold weather and the UP. I'm going to be very honest with you, but I'm going to bring lots of layers and a number of scarves, which I always wear, so I should be in good shape.
Yeah, you want to bring many of them.
We were kind of
laughing. You know, I said that I'm going to go straight from the airport into a heated vehicle, hopefully.
You mean a snowmobile?
Let's rethink this for a minute.
We'll bungee on the back, Chip, don't worry.
It's probably going to be, you know, it's going to be like Jingle Bells, one horse open sleigh. You better be bringing me some big-ass blankets, let me tell you that.
We'll try and get a car with floorboards to pick you up.
I'm telling you this, you know, it's been cold in Atlanta. And, of course, down here we had snowpocalypse for the past few days. But, you know,
We've been laughing at the pictures.
Well, yeah, it's been kind of crazy in the Atlanta area. We still have snow. You know, snow generally melts in a few days here, but there's still snow around my house. And some lady told me today, she said, well, when it lingers for that length of time, it's waiting for more. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I can tell you this, Chip.
Yeah.
You're going to have – it's going to be the snow in the Upper Peninsula and the cold.
It's legendary.
It's legendary. Literally, the snow plows aren't even – the tall trucks aren't even high enough to plow the roads. So, and if you ever go to YouTube, and I will challenge you this, go to YouTube and look for something that has Jimmers can't start his truck or something like that. That is typical of what happens in the UP.
Well, now, you know, I've been to the UP when it's been cold. I was in, where was I at? I was in Marquette in the dead of winter once. And I, you know, I did just what I said I was going to do. I spent as little time outdoors as I possibly could, and I would go from a vehicle, run as fast as I could to get inside, and then stay inside the entire time, and then when I got ready to leave, I ran as fast as I could to get in the heated vehicle and came and got on an airplane and said, what the hell did I just do?
Let me ask you this, Chip. Have you ever seen an outhouse race?
I don't think so.
We actually have outhouse races going on that weekend in Sault Ste. Marie as well, so maybe we'll drag you out to that. That's Saturday afternoon.
I think I have to wash my hair that day.
Well, we'll get you an extra outhouse for that.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to being there. How are sales going? Are sales going pretty well?
Ticket sales are going well. I believe one of the galleries is almost sold out, and the latter one, I believe, was over halfway sold. So.
That's
yeah,
great. You know, I was kind of concerned about people coming out in the cold weather, but you people are hardy stock. You people are hardy stock up there. You'll get out and go anytime, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. No, we're looking forward to a good show, Chip.
Yep.
Well, it's always great to be back up there.
I can tell you, Chip, I'm going to bring the entire crew of the Haunted Ship of Doom, and I hope to sit down and have a little talk with you at that event, and maybe have a couple of cocktails if you're interested.
Let me think. Okay.
Well, you know, we're going to be in the Sioux. What else is there to do?
Well, you know, I'm not a huge gambler. You know, I may invest a few dollars in gambling, and you know, I just enjoy coming up there. The times that I've been at the casino and spent time with all the folks that are up there, I've really enjoyed myself, and it's just lovely to be back up there again. Even though it's going to be cold and in the wintertime, you know, I'm going to bundle up and we're going to have a great time.
Hey, I got to ask you something, Chip. No, go ahead, Brad.
No, just saying, we've gotten great positive feedback. When we've had you up here at the Paracon, Chip, we've gotten so much positive feedback on that and just a lot of chatter around town about you coming back up now in the dead of winter for this event, too.
I'm really looking forward. And one of the things I'll tell you is my assistant, Greta, is just about to walk in the door. We're getting ready to have dinner. We're going to have lasagna for dinner tonight. So my assistant came over to have dinner with me and my cousin that lives with me here. So you're probably going to hear a little dog action in the background with the dogs kind of going crazy. You're getting a flavor of Chip at home because the dogs are going to go absolutely bat crap crazy when Greta comes to the door.
Hey, Chip, this is Mike. Did you manage to convince Greta to come up with you?
You know, Greta's not going to be able to come with me on this trip, unfortunately.
Oh.
Unfortunately, she's
yourself.
Not going to be able to join me on this trip. But, you know, she kind of gets peeved at me when I go places without her. She gets that pouty, sulky sort of look on her face.
Chip, kind of keeping an eye on your schedule. It looks like you're just kicking off a real big swing when you head up this way.
You know what? I get home from the UP, and I'm home on Sunday night, I think, and then I turn around the very next night and go out on my tour for about 2 weeks.
Nice.
So I'm home less than 24 hours from the time I get home and turn back around, grab another suitcase, and go back out the door.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're honored you're kicking the tour off with us, Chip.
Wow.
Hey, Chip, if you don't mind, can you tell everybody where they can find out where you're going to be in your upcoming events?
Absolutely. The easiest place, it's really simple. It's chipcoffee.com. If you go to that website, that's my private personal website, and it gives you all the information about where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing other than your wonderful event. And there's a page there that says, I think it says events and appearances, so go there and I'm very active on Facebook and on Twitter also, so people can find me pretty easily on the Internet.
Awesome. Thank you, Chip.
Well, it's been good to talk to you guys. I'm really looking forward to being up there with you. It's coming up really quick. It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 22nd.
It's 3 weeks. I'm a little
weeks.
Soon. It's 3 weeks. So, and here go the dogs. Hear my dogs already?
Thank you, Chip.
Now
you
you're getting a real taste of what it's like here at the coffee house.
All right, Chip. Well, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. And you're welcome on the Haunted Ship of Doom anytime, the Chris and Wayne Show. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, bro.
It's going to be great to be there with you guys. We'll stir up some action there in the Youp. See you soon, Chip.
Thanks, Chip.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Wow, kind of an unexpected.
No, I'm saying Sichuan Point.
I'm sorry to bother you there, Steve. It's just I had a caller come in, and I didn't know Chip Coffee was going to call in, but obviously we had that.
Neither did we.
Yeah, we'll take the break for Chip. He's a good guy.
Yeah. That's bizarre.
That wasn't or anything.
No, it wouldn't be.
No, I have no idea who would set something like that up.
Huh. No, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, Chip is just a hell of a nice guy. If you haven't had a chance to talk to him one-on-one, one of the nice things about it up here, you don't have a lot of pressure. I mean, Chip's got a lot going on that day, obviously, when we have him up here with the galleries and all. But if you want a chance to talk to him one-on-one, you'll get it. I mean, it's just a very, very casual event. Should be a fun weekend. We've got Chip flying in on, I believe he's coming in on Friday afternoon, and he'll be hanging out until Sunday sometime. So, but yeah, definitely, if you're considering getting tickets for the show, don't wait too long. As I say, there's still plenty available, but we do have a feeling this is going to be a sellout. And again, the block of rooms that we have set aside at the Sioux Super 8, you can call there 906-632-6000 and ask for the Chip Coffee UPPRS rate, and it's just $65 for the night, which is a great deal they hooked us up with.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it looks like we're getting ready to get out of here.
Yes, time to hoist the anchor.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, you know, back to hell for us.
Yeah.
You know, a big thanks to you guys at UPPRS, number one, for putting on the show that you do, and you know, up there at Michigan Paracon and Chip Coffee event. Definitely looking forward to hanging out, and you guys are, you know, always welcome here on the Haunted Ship of Doom. Hope you had a great time tonight.
We did. Excellent. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, when we get that lineup set for Paracon, we will give you a shout.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You know what? Well, when you guys get
first crack at the lineup.
All right.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to hold you to that. And you know what? For that, Brad and Steve, I will buy you the first shot I see you in February.
Brad and Steve, right? Brad and Steve, you're gonna buy the first shot, right? Remember what we did to him last time?
I heard shots. I heard plural.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
I remember was, Brett, we made a deal because we bought the pizza at the Valley Camp. I'm like, well, we'll buy the pizza if you buy the round of shots at Paracon. And he's like, okay. I'm like, well, did he know?
Well, he thought there was only like three in the group at that time.
I still think I got the better end of that deal. We don't charge too much up here.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, guys, it was awesome to have you, and you're welcome on the show anytime. Big hand in the chat room for everybody from UPPRS. Make sure you send our love for the team.
Thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you soon, guys, and have a good night. We'll be out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Chris and Wayne Show, broadcasting live from the Haunted Ship of Doom. I'm Chris.
I'm Wayne.
I'm the cabin boy, Todd.
And
I'm in the hole, Joe.
In the hole, Joe.
They call it the hole hole.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Show's over.
Good night, everybody.